Moncrief on News Talk.
Last year, legislation came into effect which changed the procedure about organ donation. Now it's assumed that we've all agreed to it unless we register to opt out from the scheme. And at the end of last year, over 58,000 people had done just that. So for advocates of organ donation, is this a discouraging figure? Colin White is National Advocacy Manager for the Irish Kidney Association. Colin, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Compared to other countries where we have an opt-out, where they have an opt-out system as well, is this a large amount of people? Is it something to be worried about?
No, we actually compare quite favourably. If we look at the UK, they introduced opt-out legislation step by step, with the Welsh going first back in 2015. The Welsh have about 5% of their population. England and Scotland are about 3-4%, and Northern Ireland are somewhere between 1-2%. So at 58,000, we would be at the lower end of that kind of spectrum. So I think in isolation, the figure maybe looks a little bit shocking, a little surprising. But if we take into account that over 1.6 million people have indicated their support for organ donation on their driving license, they have code 115 on the bottom left-hand corner on the back. And that's without any PR, without any media, without any messaging. It's just a question when they're filling out a form and they've indicated their support. So I think also the coverage in the last 24 hours has led with this 300 people per day are opting out. A little bit misleading. You have to read into the article to realise that 40,000 plus of those people opted out in the first 10 days, which was always to be expected. Yeah. That a new system's been introduced. People who have particular feelings on it are going to step forward.
Yeah. And in terms of actual donations that take place, and obviously kidneys would be your area of expertise, how many a year would we see anyway?
Well, to be honest, in 2025, it was quite a disappointing year. We only had 68 deceased donors. We'd normally have somewhere maybe between 85 and 95 deceased donors. And I think people have to realise it's only about 1% of deaths annually are in the circumstance where organ donation is even a possibility. So whenever we have those rare cases, it's so important that the families have had the conversation, because even after the new legislation, even after this talk of opt-out, it is very clearly covered in the legislation that the family will be approached and the family have to make very clear whether they have any problem with organ donation going ahead. If they have a problem, it will not happen.
Yeah.
So this is why the Irish Kidney Association, we have always focused on the importance of the family conversation. Have that conversation now, when it's not an issue, when there isn't the emotion of somebody being in hospital and it being a touch and go situation. And this is the purpose of the organ donor card. It has a space on the back of it for your next of kin to sign. And the reason for that is if you go to ika.ie/donor card, request your organ donor card today, get sent out to you by post, or you can download it to your digital wallet. That offers you the opening into the conversation. I have an organ donor card here. I need you to sign it. What's this about?
Yeah.
Well, in the unlikely event of me being a potential donor, I would like to make that difference. Take the burden off your family. Make that decision clear to them.
Yeah. So is that the point of having an organ donor card, so you can bring it up with your family?
Exactly.
Really, rather than because it's assumed that you're going to go ahead and be an organ donor.
Yeah, it's really, it is about bringing it up with the family, because even with the new legislation, the family will always be consulted. And if the family have an issue with organ donation going ahead, it will not go ahead.
Yeah. And in a situation, and as you say, it's a tiny percentage of people who are suitable. Is that just for Ireland, or can that be Ireland and the UK as well? Is there a kind of a pool system operating?
There is a little bit of exchange of organs does happen. I think it's important to understand that the window of opportunity from organ retrieval to organ transplant is very short.
Mm.
They are working on it. They're improving cold perfusion systems to that the organs can last that little bit longer outside the body before they're transplanted. But the clock is ticking, particularly on, let's say, heart and lungs. The clock is maybe 6 to 8 hours thereabouts.
Oh, really?
from retrieval to transplant. So your opportunity for moving organs around becomes quite limited. But it does happen, and obviously geographically it would be ourselves in the UK who would do the most exchanges.
Yeah, so when somebody dies, is there a specific doctor or nurse whose responsibility is, let's see, are they suitable for donation now?
Yes, the vast majority of organ donors are going to be in an intensive care unit, and the 100% of the focus of the intensive care unit is to try and save their life, try and get them out the door recovered. But in the event that somebody can be declared brainstem dead, so there's no function in the brainstem and not likely to have any function in future, at that point, an organ donation nurse manager can be called in who can have the conversation. So they're properly trained to understand when to approach the family, how to approach the family, how to support the family, to explain exactly what's going to happen. Mm. And I think it's important to realise that typically organ donation is not going to interfere with funeral arrangements because the window of opportunity is so tight. It does really happen quite quickly.
That must be difficult then, because if a family are just have just experienced the loss of a family member and then they have to kind of metabolise this, like, well, they are, you know, how mm-hmm. do you feel about organ mm-hmm. donation? That has to be handled very, very sensitively at that point.
It does. I have so much respect for the people who have that role of organ donation nurse manager. It's an extremely emotional one. But again, talking with them over the years, what they feel the donor families get from it. Like, I remember hearing an intensive care specialist at one point speaking about organ donation, and he said he pushes for it for the donor families more than for the recipients. And I can concur with that, because quite often when you listen to donor families, they will describe it as the one bright light in a very dark time. Mm. We've lost a loved one, but there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, possibly up to 7 other families out there who have just got to celebrate a Christmas together. Or what I often say when talking publicly about it is, organ donation is viewed as the gift of life, but it's also the gift of making the ordinary again. You're no longer sick. You're no longer, I don't have the energy. I don't have the willpower to do whatever. It's, I can go to the shops.
Yeah.
I can go to my child's school play, and it'll be fun. I won't be exhausted by it.
Yeah.
And so the gift that keeps on giving, yeah. It really does.
I don't know if you can answer this question. What happens with single people like me? This is from a listener. I have lots of siblings, but no obvious next of kin. Would the siblings be the next of kin then?
Siblings can be next of kin. The legislation does actually have kind of an order of priority that it works its way through. And if there's no immediate family, it can, if there's somebody there who can prove it, kind of a close, evident emotional relationship, there can be some discussions there.
Yeah. And the rate of people now who are, you know, going on the HSE website and opting out, has the rate of that slowed down a little?
Oh, massively.
Too soon? All right.
Yeah. No, it's we had the initial kind of, there was a lot of people, like 40,000 in 10 days. But that was anticipated because it's a new thing and people have particular feelings. But now we've seen that number decline. And I think it's important to understand that whilst the organ donor card is not a legal document, the Irish Kidney Association, we obviously keep a tab on the numbers that are requested because they all come out of our office. Mm. And for those who are awaiting a transplant to hear, for example, let's say, this show inspired 200 people to request an organ donor card. That gives them hope. It gives them that sense that there are people out there who are thinking of us, and maybe my chance will come in 2026.
Yeah. Let me read you out one message from someone. I'm one of the 58,000 people who have opted out of the new system. Ironically, I previously had a donor card and I fully believe in organ donation. However, I will not have something as personal as what will happen with my body after I die be dictated to me by any member of this current government. My body, my choice, just doesn't seem to apply when it suits them. I'm not sure how we'll go about ensuring that my organs can be donated in the future now, but the dramatic overreach of this government has cost the system at least one donor in this case.
Well, I think
of course, that person doesn't know what government would be in power by the time they die, and it might be a government they approve of.
But equally, in response to that, the important thing is that by not opting out, all somebody is saying is, I agree to the potential of me being an organ donor, but it will be my family who will have the final say so.
Yeah.
So by opting out, it means in the event of you being a potential organ donor, your family will not be approached. There'll be no approach made. But I think people need to understand there is that option to remove yourself from the opt-out register. If you have a change of mind,
you
can take yourself off that list. It's not a one-shot only.
Yeah. Somebody else wants to know, can a diabetic be an organ donor?
I think, like, I'm not medically qualified myself, but every potential donor is kind of reviewed on their own standing. So it might be that certain organs are not suitable, but other organs might be suitable. And I think, allied to that point, I think we have to understand that we're looking at more and more older organ donors. Like in some European countries, the average age of an organ donor is over 60, whereas the average age here in Ireland is in the 40s. So I think our listeners who are kind of over the age of 60 need to consider, well, gosh, maybe it's not a case of the miles on the clock. It's how the car was driven that I have that potential.
Yeah.
And like we're seeing people in their 60s, in their 70s getting transplanted. So a 65-year-old kidney, liver going to a 65-year-old patient makes an awful lot of sense.
Okay, one careful owner, so to speak. Colin, thanks very much
Absolute
for coming
pleasure.
Into us today. That was Colin White there from the Irish Kidney Association.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.